It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Steve Scherr. Unemployment rose 0.1% up to 6.7%. Pretty good, but not great economic news.
Most economists see the unemployment rate as the number to use when we want to talk about the state of the economy, where we are, where we're likely headed. But our guest today says the unemployment rate does not tell us that much. It was never meant to be such an important number for pundits or policymakers, and it distracts us from the really important conversations that we could be having about unemployment and poverty. Zachary Karabel is the author of The Leading Indicators, A Short History of the Numbers That Rule Our World.
The utility of even using this unemployment rate as a gauge of whether or not we're doing well economically or not is a problem because, one, and not that anyone is unaware of this, it's just a national average of a lot of really, really disparate realities. So what's going on in the greater Seattle area may have very little to do with the greater Detroit area, but they both have the same national unemployment rate. And I think the second issue is many of the jobs that get created monthly are pretty low-paying jobs, and if you work 35 hours a week at them, you'd barely be at the poverty level, which is one of the reasons we've been talking more increasingly and should be about income and wages, and certainly that was a big deal in Seattle of late, and talking about raising the minimum wage.
Yeah, the $15 an hour wage movement is alive and well here in Seattle. When and why did we start focusing on the unemployment rate as the leading economic indicator and placing so much what you call totemic importance on it?
One thing I learned writing the book I just wrote, The Leading Indicators, is just how recently that number became part and parcel of our conversations, because we certainly act as if it's kind of always been part of the warp and woof of our discussion, and it just hasn't. I mean, there was no unemployment rate until the 1930s, if that, and there was no unemployment rate along with that payroll report that the Bureau of Labor Statistics issued until the 1950s, and no one really paid attention to it the way we do now until even later than that. So to some degree, it's a product of the 24/7 news cycle of the 1990s through today, needing information, something to talk about, and then it develops its own political life, and it's used as a shorthand for how are we doing economically. I don't have any issue with collecting a lot of this information. I think a lot of the information is incredibly valuable. But is this a system that's producing the kind of jobs that will allow people to live an adequate to good life and prospects for the future? I don't think the way in which we look at the jobs situation statistically in this country really gets us to that conversation meaningfully.
So some economists and public policy wonk.
Bill Gates, I think, has been absolutely spot on talking about we don't have a jobs crisis per se in the United States. We have a mismatch between our education levels and the kind of jobs that are increasingly out there. And that may be splitting hairs in that, well, the net result is that a lot of people don't have jobs, but it's not necessarily because this economy is failing to produce work. It's that the work a lot of people were trained to do in the 20th century is not the work that a lot of people are going to be able to do meaningfully in the 21st. And it is certainly true in all the information we have at our fingertips that there's vast disparities between being a college-educated woman where the unemployment rate is below 4% and being an African-American male with barely a high school degree where the unemployment rate is well above 50%. And discussing those things with recourse to one number just doesn't make much sense. And then the local dynamics. Again, the greater Seattle area may be relatively thriving because of Amazon and Boeing and Starbucks and Microsoft, but Central California, which was built on cheap call centers or greater Las Vegas on housing projects.
Specifics from place to place, you break it down by gender and race.
Right. And I think, again, we have a national government that has never been very good at looking at those things locally because except in times of natural disasters, Congress isn't very good at passing legislation that targets areas, unless there's a really strong lobby behind it, right? So farmers get subsidies. But if you were to say, let's craft a national unemployment program that addresses the housing issues of greater Phoenix and of Central Florida and greater Las Vegas and the kind of post-debate, who would vote for that except for the people who were directly having those issues? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a problem of our political process that has to have national consensus for spending, even if that's actually not going to be the solution to these particular issues.
That's Zachary Carabel on the unemployment rate. He says the unemployment rate is a misleading indicator at best, makes it harder for us to see exactly what problems we have in our economy and how to solve them. Basically, we need to get more specific. His book is The Leading Indicators, A Short History of the Numbers That Rule Our World. You're listening to The Record.